6.58 billion in the strategic plan. We then went on to the entities themselves. We looked at Sanral, we looked at ICMC, where we looked at five companies, six and five. Then also the ones, the MTSS, and we checked whether those were included in the strategic plan, and we confirmed that they were indeed included. Similarly for ICMC, we looked at NDP outcome three, and MTSF outcomes, and we did confirm that those were included in the strategic plan of the respective entities. We also then looked at Prasa. We looked at sub-outcome six and sub-outcome five, and the MTSF. Again, there we were able to confirm that those were included in the strategic plan. Going into the outcome of the review of the 1718 draft APP, these are now the specific findings that we found when we actually looked at the APP. In summary, we looked at four programs, which were integrated transport planning, rail transport, road transport, and public transport. We've highlighted in the first column the total number of indicators that were included in the APP. We've also highlighted targets that we found to be not specific and measurable. The number before the percentage indicates the number of findings that we found, and the percentage is calculated based on the number of targets that have findings, divided by the total number of targets in that specific indicator. We did not find any targets which were not time-bound. That is just a basic notice of the findings that we find, which we will go into the detail in the next slide. In terms of the targets that we found not to be specific and measurable, we looked at program two, which is integrated transport planning. The indicator was rollout of 10 net MRT interventions by March 2019. The annual target was implementation of 10 net MRT 2050 priority pilot projects. For this annual target, there was in quarter two and quarter three, a target which indicated that to conduct monitoring on four prioritized projects. Of the draft APP that we reviewed, the priority projects were not specified, and we indicated to the department that when we looked at the APP and when we looked at the technical indicator descriptions, which would have highlighted more specifically what the projects would be, we did not find that those were defined. We did have a discussion with the department, and the department has made amendments to the technical indicator descriptions in order to identify those specific priority projects, and we have been provided with the updated document, which has now defined those projects. Still under program two, integrated transport planning, there was an indicator that talked to regional transport market access strategy developed by 2018. The target was that there would be a benchmark exercise that would be done in order to develop the strategy. Our observation with regards to the target was that the target was not specific as information that was going to be used to do the benchmarking was not identified. Also, when we discussed the target with the department, they had indicated to us that this benchmarking exercise was going to be done in the SADC region. We then requested them to identify for us in what member states would they be used to do the benchmarking exercise. This was also clarified in the technical indicator descriptions at a later stage. We are comfortable that management has addressed this. If we go on to program 3, which is rail transport, the indicator was national rail bill submitted to the cabinet, and the quarterly target was to conduct stakeholder consultation on the draft national rail bill. Our observation was that the target was as specific as the stakeholders that were to be consulted was not clearly defined. We had long discussions with the department around this specific matter, and eventually the technical indicator descriptions were also amended in order to clearly identify who the stakeholders would be. Going on to program 4, road transport, the indicator here was access road development plan submitted to cabinet by March 2019. Again, this process required that there be stakeholder consultations. When we looked at quarter 1, quarter 2, and quarter 3, initially, for example, if you look at quarter 2, it would have the target would have just said relevant municipalities without actually going into the detail of which municipalities would need to be consulted. So we felt that the target in itself was not specific, as there was no identification of the specific municipalities that would be consulted. We also had discussions with the department around this, and the technical indicator descriptions were then updated to clearly identify the stakeholders that will be consulted in this process. If we go on to road transport still, there was an indicator here that talks to the construction and maintenance of provincial roads monitored in line with the approved budget. If you look at quarter 1 and quarter 2 and quarter 3, the target there was that there would be site inspections, there would be bilateral consultations. When we looked at the technical indicator description, it was not clear who the bilateral consultations would be held with. And then subsequently, through discussions with the department, this was also updated in order to define who the bilateral consultations will be held with. Under program 4, so under road transport, there was an indicator there which talks to the draft bill for funding legislation of road entities to be submitted by cabinet by March 2020. The stakeholders, the target again talks to conducting a status quo analysis of funding legislation of road entities. And again, when we discussed this with the department, we said there needs to be a definition of which road entities are included in the status quo analysis that will be performed. And this was also amended by management in the technical indicator description. When we looked at program 7, I think just to start off with, we might just indicate that we looked at two areas where we had the draft initial APP that was given to us, and then we had a subsequent updated APP that was provided to us. With respect to this particular indicator, what we noted was that again, when you looked at the stakeholders that will be consulted, that was not clearly defined. This indicator was then subsequently removed from the final APP. So it's no longer included, so we couldn't make an assessment of it further than what we already had. If we then looked at the next one, which was the Transport Appeals Tribunal Amendment Bill submitted to Cabinet, again it talks to the process of gazetting and the public consultations that would happen. We felt that the department should have clearly identified who they wanted to do consultations with, so that eventually when they do receive the information from the Gazette process, that they're able to benchmark as to whether they've received the required number or the quality consultations, if you may. This was also updated by the department in the technical indicator description, so we were comfortable with the process that was followed there. The last one, again, it's the same one. It talks to the implementation of the framework for the public transport turnaround plan. When we looked at quarter one target, it said conduct stakeholders on the program of action of the integrated transport turnaround plan. When you went to the technical indicator description, it said to be conducted with industry. It was a specific in terms of who in industry needs to be consulted, and we felt that the department needed to clarify this in their technical indicator description, which they did. Chair, that is the end of our presentation on the draft APP. I think we will now take questions, comments, if there are any.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the presentation, which actually highlights one exciting thing to me, that the department, there is progress in the department, because most of the issues which were raised by the AG were responded to by the department. That one actually gets a shower to the department that there is an indication that there is work that is being done in the department. Honourable members, there we are. I'm going to take Honourable Lucinda as the first person who will put it to Honourable, will put it to the AG